Arnie, I understand that your company has moved to the second round for an important Department of Energy loan guarantee. Tell us a little bit about that, what the process is, and I guess what you're looking to get.
Well, we're excited about it. Being able to get that loan guarantee is one of the key components to being able to finance our Lancaster facility in Lancaster, California. We submitted our application back in September of this year. We made it through what's called Phase 1 review, and that was pretty intensive in terms of the amount of documentation that had to be supplied to the Department of Energy. Now, since we're in Phase 2 review, we have to go to one of the rating agencies. In our case, we've chosen Fitch to now rate the project, and so we have to supply all the contracts, all the agreements, everything like that, including pro formas, to Fitch. They will rate the project, on our behalf for the Department of Energy, and we also with that have to respond to certain other questions that the Department of Energy has given us as part of that Phase 2 application, and those are all due December 4th of this year. And then after that, it's our understanding that the DOE will make a decision whether to give us a loan guarantee or not for the Lancaster facility.
Tell us a little bit about how much money you're looking to get and what you plan to do with those funds.
Well, we're looking at raising approximately $56 million under the loan guarantee, and that would, again, be totally debt against the project, the Lancaster project itself, and all those funds would go to actual construction of the Lancaster facility.
You and I have talked about it a little bit in the past, but remind our audience, what exactly are you doing with that ethanol facility?
Well, Lancaster is a prototype, if you will. It is a commercial plant. It will make money. It is determined basically for smaller communities. Our business model at Blue Fire is to be able to take the waste that's generated by society, okay, that normally goes to a landfill and gets buried in the landfill, and to divert the organic or the cellulosic fraction of that waste stream and convert it into ethanol. So the Lancaster facility is geared towards communities of at least 100, 150,000 population density that could generate the amount of waste we need on a daily basis to be able to produce 3.9 million gallons a year of ethanol. And we believe this to be, the smallest commercial-scale plant that can be used with our technology. And when I said earlier it's a prototype, it really also appears to be what we are considering our export plant, export being, outside the United States into third world countries in that. It has a feedstock requirement supply that pretty well matches what can be done in the rural communities, particularly, for agricultural residues and that. So we think this is an important milestone for both Blue Fire Ethanol, being able to demonstrate this type of facility here in the United States, but also to use it as a model for deployment in third world countries.
Do you have some other companies, some other locations as well that are looking at this technology and possibly could adopt your model?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our second plant is going to be in Fulton, Mississippi. That's a much larger plant, 19 million gallons a year, and that type of facility is really geared towards the 500,000 to 750,000 population density, and our much larger one, which is 55 million gallons a year, which we haven't selected a site for yet, but that will be for population density, greater than a million, million and a half people per year. But in terms of the smaller one, we're right now working with a couple of economic development groups in Africa to look at deploying the smaller plant, the Lancaster facility, like in countries like Uganda and Sierra Leone.
You know, some people might complain that you're trying to get some kind of government handout on this. Why don't you just raise the capital yourself? But this is... this is number one, a loan that you'll pay back, just like many other companies do, and number two, it's really an investment for the country's future, isn't it?
Well, again, that's absolutely correct. When we look at all the technologies throughout our history, even going back to the time of the railroads, when the first railroads were put in place, it was always the government taking the lead role in developing or implementing new technologies that were frontier. technologies. I mean, look at the space program going to the moon. Today, we have iPods and computers because of the investment the government made in the space program, putting a man on the moon, that allowed us to develop the technologies that allow us to have today these portable conveniences and that. And it's the same way with the fuels technology. You know, when you look at the solar plants that were originally financed back in the 80s, again, the capital markets are not geared to being able to take these type of technology risks that are associated with first-of-a-kind projects. And so that's where the government plays that role, is in taking that inherent risk of first-of-a-kind, you know, particularly in a new development opportunity. But ultimately, as you rightfully pointed out, these are loans that will be paid back by the company, and it's kicking off a new business. But it's you have to look at this loan guarantee as a risk mitigation factor, so that commercial banks and the, if you will, private equity funds feel have the comfort level to be able to make these type of investments.
Sure. You know, people take student loans all the time, and that's an investment in the future. That's something the government guarantees, and you have to pay it back.
Absolutely. It's the same concept. Absolutely the same concept.
Do you have some other private capital that's going into this plan as well?
Yes. You know, we as Blue Fire Ethanol, we're a publicly traded company, and so we'll go into the marketplace and raise more equity to make up the shortfall that's necessary to build this particular facility. So we will get funds from basically hedge funds. We'll get the remaining portion from hedge funds, from other investor groups. And that will come into the corporation and be invested in the project. So it's you know, it's not just the government supplying the money for this project, but it's a combination, if you will, of private as well as public.
How much more in private funds are you raising to, I guess, how big a project does this end up being?
Well, ultimately it's going to be over $100 million. We're in our final stages of pricing, or I should say repricing, the engineering procurement construction contract. As you might imagine, costs have come down from their peak in that. And so right now I feel comfortable saying it'll be in excess of $100 million. But the final numbers we'll have probably in December.
What's your prediction on what the government will do, I guess, then on December 4th?
Well, again, we submit the final information to the government. Again, this particular project meets the goals and objectives that President Obama had put in place under American Reinvestment Recovery Act, monies for shovel-ready projects. The Lancaster facility is definitely shovel-ready. We have all the permits in place. We have the engineering complete. We have the designs complete. Again, we've just repriced the project to get the latest and greatest pricing for building this facility. So we are encouraged, at least from our side, that we believe we meet all the goals and objectives of the Obama administration, as well as the requirements of the loan guarantee program. So we are hopeful that we will be a recipient of that loan guarantee, so we can go to financial closing and start construction next year on this Lancaster facility.